Today is Wednesday, April 6th. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you as we read together the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan. Thank you for joining me today. We are starting in Exodus chapter 15 with verses 22 through the end of the chapter, verse 27. But I kind of want to prep you for what we're going to listen to today. It's going to be a quick story, but it's packed with a lot to think about. The Israelites have just come through the Red Sea. Moses and Miriam have led out in song, and now they are 3 days into their journey into the wilderness. But it is 3 days without water. I think 3 minutes without something that I feel like I need might cause me to grumble. But 3 days in, the Israelites are a little bit nervous. Where are they going to get water? And so they're in a desperate kind of situation. And then they finally find some water and it is bitter. In fact, it might be the kind of bitterness that makes them sick. And this is kind of like a slap in the face. They need water, but they find water and it's bitter. And so they cry out to Moses and Moses cries out to the Lord. And the Lord provides. He makes the water sweet. You know, I think that the Lord tested the Israelites, and He tests us to see if we are going to be impatient for His provision. And this story is reminding us to diligently listen for the voice of the Lord. That actually is from verse 26, and to do what is right in His eyes. Exodus 15, starting in verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. Jen Wilkins says something like this when she's teaching this text. She says, "Sometimes God takes us through the bitter to help us appreciate and enjoy the sweet." If they had come directly to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, where they could eat these palm tree dates, provision abundant. If they had come there first, they may not have depended upon the Lord. But it is so important for them and for us to keep our eyes on the Lord, to listen carefully to Him, and to do what is right in His eyes. Okay, let's turn now to the Psalms. Today, Psalm 105 kind of takes us through the history that we've been reading over these last months of the Exodus and of the patriarchs. "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles and the judgments He pronounced. You, His servants, the descendants of Abraham, His chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the promise He made for 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased, and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark. For had they not rebelled against his words, he turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain into hail, with lightning throughout their land. He struck down their vines and fig trees, and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locust came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood. He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering, and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail. He fed them well with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It flowed like a river in the desert. For he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen ones with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the Lord reiterates a message from text to text, and I can't help but see in verse 45 the same message from Exodus 15:26, where the Lord is reminding us to diligently listen to his voice and do what is right in his eyes. Listen to verse 45 again, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Now we turn to Romans. Let's go over to Romans chapter 4. We'll begin in verse 13 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. I love how the passages in Romans in the last few days have segued nicely with Wayne's sermon series on Abraham, and especially the idea of faith being so important and our righteousness coming through faith. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world. but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, "it was credited to him," were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Verse 25 here is a clear expression of the gospel, the good news. Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins, so he went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, to bring justice, and he was raised to life for our justification. I've heard justification described as just as if, justify, I had never sinned. That's a simplistic definition, but it helps me to think about what Christ accomplished for us on the cross. He brings righteousness for us, even though we do not deserve it, and we accept it through faith in what he has done. Another thing that I thought was really poignant in this passage was in verse, 17. It says, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. This is the God that we believe in. This is the Creator God, the Redeemer God, the Restorer God. I think it's attributed maybe to David Jeremiah. It's something I've written down in the past. He says, I hope I can get it right. Something like, this is the God that makes the impossible possible. And this is the God that we pray to even today. Let's remember today that we are praying for those whose name starts with the letter R. And so hopefully you can bring several to mind or get out your directory and pray through the names. And as we pray, let us pray what the words of Scripture have instructed us today, that we might remember to listen to the voice of the Lord, to do what is right in his eyes, to think about the ways that he has provided for us in the past, to know that he can make impossible things possible, and to have faith in Jesus and what Jesus has done for us. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Would you bless them and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them? Help us to listen for your voice. Help us to be totally dependent upon you and not see this as a weakness, but see it as a joy that we do life not alone, but by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to listen and obey and help us to remember that all things are possible with you. And so in that regard, we pray for those who do not know you on our list that we want to see come to faith. We pray for those who are sick and in need, and we pray for your healing. We pray, Lord, we want to be a people who have faith that you can do the impossible. And we trust you, Lord. We trust your heart, whatever comes. Help us not to be impatient with your provision, but to trust that you are intimately and actively involved in the day-to-day. We love you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.